This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial, now is a prime time to get in and get on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Joined this morning by CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas. They are our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial. We're going to talk a little bit about college planning and, of course, helping the kiddos as well as the grandkids. We'll get some details from CJ and Malia this morning on all of that, everything you need to know. Don't forget about Class Financial's website. It is a great one, ClausFinancial.com. That's ClausFinancial.com. You can learn about the separate departments and divisions at Claus Financial, whether it's Claus 360 or KIP for Portfolio, Claus 401k, the ways that can help you, or if you are a business leader when it comes to planning for retirement. Great website, ClausFinancial.com. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Their telephone number at Claus Financial, 442-5637. That first appointment at Claus Financial, it is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. And again, if you have questions, love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Joining us again, CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How have you been?
Doing really well. CJ, Malia, how are you today?
Well, I'm just really, really happy to see that fall has arrived in a big way.
it's
a lot changes in 1 week.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. What was the weather last? Man, we were toasty even through the weekend. It was perfect. And a little different story this morning. We've got a really good conversation ahead. I think this is something that interests just about everyone, whether you got kiddos or the grandkiddos. Of course, ways to help them out and, of course, opportunities to plan for those kids when it comes to things like college education. Before we get rolling, though, on this week's conversation and start taking calls, first thing we want to do, of course, is talk a little bit about the Claus Quiz Question of the Week, something you guys do each and every week right here on the show. Another week this week with another fantastic prize, a $25 gift card to Home Depot. Little tip to the Claus Quiz Question of the Week. Both the question and answer to the Claus Quiz Question of the Week come up during the program. So if you listen closely, get a leg up on the competition when it comes to the end of the program in winning that $25 gift card to Home Depot. And before we talk college and college savings, let's take a look back at last week's Claus Quiz Question of the Week. Not only get the question, but get the answer as well.
Yes. Yeah, so last week we spoke about guarantees, and what CJ would say is there are no guarantees in life, yes. Right? But we talked about them anyways. And we had a lot of listeners. Congratulations. Shout out to our winner last week was Amy of Sun Prairie. Congratulations. She correctly answered the following question. In 2020, the FDIC insures a depositor against loss in a bank of up to how much per depositor per bank per ownership category? And it was multiple choice. Was it 100,000 or 250,000? And the correct answer Amy came back with was 250,000. So listen today for today's question. And
really good. And we'll be doing that before the end of the program. So keep your ears peeled, as they like to say. We're going to be talking about, of course, college planning. And you guys, of course, specialize in retirement planning. But I think they kind of go hand in hand. You probably get a lot of questions about college planning and how to best plan to help the kids and the grandkids when it comes to that area.
Yes, we do on many fronts. College planning is certainly not what we would call just our niche or our specialty. It is retirement planning, as anybody who's listened to this show knows. As a matter of fact, it's the intro and the outro says answers to all your questions about retirement in one place. So retirement is the niche, but within that, we get into parents trying to plan for their kids' future education costs or grandparents who are wanting to gift money into a 529 plan or something like that. So we're going to talk about a number of different things to consider as it relates to how to save, what are the costs, different options. But before we get into that, there's kind of some interesting things about this that I'm going to go through. So in 2018, college graduates earned weekly wages that were 80% higher than those of high school graduates. So we believe that it's still really important for people to consider getting a college degree. As everybody knows, there's a debate going on in the United States that we're not going to get into around what should be the cost of this education, because the cost of attending college has increased by about 25% in the last 10 years, which has a lot of people questioning, hey, should we go to a European-based system where your education, there's a public free education option all the way through college? Again, we're not going to get into the fringe of that debate as much as to say those with college degrees earn quite a bit more than their average high school counterpart. So what does college today really cost? We're going to go through a few different categories. So two-year colleges, think, you know, Madison College here in Madison. The National Center for Education Statistics reports that there are approximately 8.7 million students in the United States today at public two-year colleges or community colleges, with tuition running on average about $3,600 per year. Again, that's tuition, so it doesn't include room and board, but still $3,600 per year, not too bad. It often makes financial sense, in our opinion, for many students to go this route, even if they plan to pursue a four-year college degree, since really it's so economical and they're able to get their general education credits out of the way. So let me pause on this one. I'm going to go on a CJ rant. I really want to encourage and empower parents to know that I do think you should encourage your kids to pursue all that they can be, to pursue the best universities they can go to. But there is also nothing wrong with mom and dad saying, hey, son and daughter, here's how much we have saved, or maybe you're not able to save anything for them. Who knows? And if they don't get grants or they don't get scholarships, to actually consult with your children around the idea of maybe you should consider the local community college, get your general education credits out of the way, and then transfer to a four-year university. Because you will blessing your child for decades to come, meaning they won't come out of school with hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt. Instead, it would only be the final 2 years that would be a bigger deal. I don't know about everybody listening, but $3,600 per year, listen, some 18-year-old kid should be able to easily earn $3,600 per year in the summers. Yes. To be able to pay for that. So they could legitimately get a two-year degree, an associate's degree, I believe is what they call it, at no cost with no debt. Okay, my rant is over. In-state public universities, the average tuition and fees at an in-state university is about 73% less than the average sticker price at a private college. And so the in-state public universities on average is about $10,000 per year. And that's compared to the private universities on average at about $37,000 per year. As many of you know, in Wisconsin, especially like University of Wisconsin and Madison, is more than that. It's closer to $26,000 when you look at tuition, room, and board. And then the final kind of broad category are private universities. And there is, of course, a range for these across the country. But generally, they average about $50,000 per year when you look at tuition, room, and board. That, you know, that cracks up to $200,000 over the course of a four-year degree. And that's not including if you're to look at Harvard or Yale right now, those are running about $73,000 per year. So we're actually not poo-pooing the idea of pursuing the Harvards and Yales. We think you should shoot for the moon or the stars. I guess they say shoot for the stars and land on the moon. We're all for that, but you need to have a realistic conversation with your spouse about how much you can save for this, whether they're scholarships or grants, and finally with your child about how much student loans are going to come out of college with potentially.
Really good statistics there. Really good information as well. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge. That initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number 442-5637. So when you start hearing some of those numbers, you go, where do I start? We'll find out from CJ and Malia. We'll do that and take your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Having a great time hanging out with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, talking about a very fun topic, but one that can also be very stressful. And of course, when it comes to your kids or your grandkids and making sure that that they have their college in hand, and of course, education, if that's the route they want to go. Very, very important stuff, but again, it can be very stressful. Getting some of the details from CJ and Malia, what you need to be prepared for and how you plan for it. Don't forget as well, if you have questions this morning, love to hear from you at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also find Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And I think the big question a lot of people say is, where do I begin here? Where does it start when it comes to planning for some of these costs?
I think you just call Sean and he'll loan you some money to help the children.
Rumor is you have quite a bit of experience with this, Malia.
Yeah. And what's so funny is I love listening to CJ because he's very theoretical. Yeah. In theory. And on my end,
so
four children having gone through college, and I'm all but 2 years done with paying for college for my children. So we have what's called a theory versus in practice. Yeah. So
Malia, where did your children go to school?
Yeah, well, they've gone all over. But I do have one at Yale currently, and nice. I did have a graduate from Brown this year. So, so I know the higher end of things because, as CJ said, when you shoot for the moon and you land there because you have really good grades, this could happen to even CJ. So just keep that in mind for his children. But really, you know, it's really a personal discussion we have with clients because many times people come from their own background, of course, where maybe their parents paid the whole ticket. The student never took out loans. They never took out loans. Their parents just paid for it all. And other ones, like myself, who worked through college, paid our own way, were very deliberate about, well, our children should help pay. And if they need to take loans out, they should do that. So it becomes very personal. So when we sit down and talk to couples, we hear, because usually they haven't discussed it before they sit down with us, we kind of hear some of that background information. Of course, we all dream about academic and athletic scholarships for our kids, and obviously those can definitely help with costs. But many parents consider actually taking out federal loans to help cover costs. And I would say you need to look at that. So maybe your children can take out some of that to help towards tuition. But the other part we see, and that's where we come into play, is people saying, well, I just think I should borrow from my 401k plan or my IRA to help fund these college expenses. And that's what we would say is hold off doing that if at all possible, because if you don't know this now, we're here to tell you that there are no loans in retirement, okay? We don't want you taking from your 401k today to help pay for that tuition so that someday you're going to go live with your children, right? You need to be very honest, have those discussions with your children, and really look at what's possible. So what we want to talk about, first of all, is what everyone has heard of, is a 529 plan. This would help you start saving in a tax advantage savings plan. And these are designed to encourage saving for future education costs. So if your child's going off to college tomorrow or grandchild, it may be too late to fund one of these. These are considered qualified tuition plans. They're sponsored by states all over the country. All 50 states currently sponsor at least one type of 529 plan. There's also what's called prepaid tuition plans, and we'll speak about those a little later. What a 529 plan does is it allows you to save and contribute up to $15,000 per year for your child's college costs. So $15,000 from you, perhaps $15,000 from your spouse. So a married couple can contribute up to $30,000 per recipient. If you had three grandchildren, for example, you could jointly gift $90,000 without gift tax consequences. So for those people thinking about gifting towards an education, I would highly recommend that. Would be wonderful for them so that they don't have loans. Send them my way to help pay some of my tuition. So in 2020, individuals can gift up to, and we've talked about this in past shows, up to $11.58 million without having to ever pay federal estate or gift tax, or over $23 million if there's a couple considered. This is the highlight, though, today to listen to. There's no income restrictions. Anybody can contribute to a 529 plan. But also know that those contributions to a 529 plan are not tax deductible. That's really key, because people think, well, if I'm contributing to this plan, I should be able to get a 529 plan. I should be able to get a tax deduction. That is not the case. They are not tax deductible. Now, you have to understand, though, that earnings are exempt from federal tax and generally exempt from state tax when they're withdrawn. Here's the key point: as long as they're used to pay for qualified education expenses. So this is where people kind of worry. They go, what if my child drops out of college? What if my child never, or my grandchild never goes to college? And I put all this money into the 529 plan. They're very, very flexible. And that's why we actually are fans of them. They're flexible in that you can actually transfer the beneficiaries of the funds to another grandchild. You could even change it to yourself because you decided you wanted to go back for another degree. So they're very flexible. And if in the end nobody wants to use it for college, you can still withdraw the earnings and you will pay a 10% penalty and taxes, because if you withdrew it for the educational expense, there are no taxes. You don't pay anything on the growth. But if you end up not using it, you can still get to your money. You just have to pay normal taxes on the growth and also a 10% penalty. Who can contribute? Grandparents can start a 529 plan for college savings, which is a wonderful thing to do. I remember when CJ years ago had his children, he sent out magnets to all the family members with the 529 plan account number on them. So he's a little extreme, okay? But that's
that
a wonderful way.
That makes me sound slimy.
But he said, no toys, just send money for college.
So. It's true. It was a little picture of her on there.
Yeah,
it was great.
It was adorable. Great idea. So anybody can contribute. And what we'd like to remind people, this was something new that passed in December of 2019. People, we've discussed the SECURE Act on many levels here on this show, but the SECURE Act actually created new qualified expenses for 529 plans. So previously, you could use them for tuition, room and board, books and supplies, computer hardware, software, and even pay back student loans, which is quite interesting. But the SECURE Act actually is allowing for money to be distributed for apprenticeships, homeschooling expenses, and again, the repayment of up to $10,000 of student loans. I think that's kind of key, especially since we're looking at some remote learning situations, gap years for students right now. Really interesting that came to fruition. There's no age limit for distributions with 529 plans. Again, important, if your 32-year-old decides to go back to school, they can still use money from a 529 plan. There's no restrictions on those plans. And again, if couples want to accelerate how much they can put money into a 529 plan, there is a five-year election that allows individuals to contribute as much as $75,000 into a 529 plan in 2020. They just have to spread it out over a five-year period. So lots of great flexibility with those plans, and I highly encourage them for you to consider getting them in place if they're not.
Kind of like a catch-up there, kind of a little.
Exactly.
Very interesting.
Exactly. You're catching on.
I'm learning from you guys. I'm taking notes vigorously, that is for sure. Hanging out with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget, if you have a question for CJ and Malia, it is a great time right now to give us a call. We'll get you right on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. The website for Kloss Financial, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia, CJ, and you next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, that website, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Talking this morning about considerations when it comes to planning for college expenses. And you hear about prepaid tuition plans. Good idea, bad idea. CJ, what are your thoughts there?
Yeah, we'll go through that. But before we do, mm-hmm. I think Malia did a great job kind of outlining 529 plans there. And I do want to let everybody know that recent change to how 529 plans can be used for high school and homeschooling and apprenticeships and even paying off student loans now really has opened the door from our perspective of making them kind of a really good use for almost all types of education. So if you're looking to save for education, but from both a tax benefit standpoint, growth benefit standpoint, 529s are probably your best bet. There are limitations, by the way. So as Malia said, if ultimately you decide you want to have money that's more flexible than just education, you might want to look at something else. But a big win for 529s recently as the what they call eligible distributions or qualified distributions, I should say, have increased. But as it relates to these prepaid tuition plans, it's interesting. So they do lock in the current rate of tuition wherever your child or grandchild is born. It allows them to avoid the potentially massive price increases, that could happen over time if you were to just not lock in the prepaid tuition. Most prepaid tuition plans are sponsored by state governments and have residency requirements for the saver and or the beneficiary. And currently, they're available in 11 states and are usually portable to other universities, but the tuition rates will not be guaranteed. Prepaid plans are not guaranteed by the federal government. Some state governments guarantee the money paid into the prepaid tuition plans that they sponsor, but some do not. If your prepaid tuition payments aren't guaranteed, you could lose some or all of your money in the plan if the plan sponsor has a financial shortfall. In addition, if a beneficiary doesn't attend a participating college or university, the prepaid tuition plan may pay less than if the beneficiary attended a participating college or university. So, you know, who does this apply to? A good example of this to me might be my sister and her husband. He teaches at a university in Montana. He already gets some sort of a reduction. They know they might send their kids to that university. And so he could be a potential type of a person that would say, you know what, let's go ahead and do the prepaid tuition. We'll lock in the rates now, right? We know what it costs. We won't have all the increases thereafter. Plus, we'll get some of this discount because he teaches at that university. That seems to be a reasonable consideration, but there are risks that you could have problems with it if the university doesn't do well moving forward.
Really good information. And real quick, before we get to Kloss Quiz Question Week, what about some of the other plans out there? I know there's some other options for folks too, aren't there?
There are. Yeah. So I'll keep this brief. Something called a Coverdell Education Savings Account, ESA is what it's referenced to. And anyone can set up an ESA at a brokerage or financial institution or directly with a mutual fund company. And once an ESA is opened in your child's name, anyone can contribute as long as they follow a few rules. Those rules are fairly, you know, open in terms of what you can do with it, but you're limited on how much you can put in. So no more than $2,000 per year can be put into the child's ESA. Contributions can be made until the beneficiary turns 18. Money has to be used by the beneficiary by age 30 or given to another family member for education purposes. ESAs can be used for primary and secondary school, not just college expenses. And then finally, an ESA has income restrictions based upon the deductibility of contributions going in. So let me pause. I'm really buzzing because we're towards the end here. ESAs used to be more popular because it was a way to pay for private high school education, because 529s didn't allow for that previously. Well, now 529s do, and they have higher contribution limits, although you don't necessarily get a deduction, although you get a state income tax deduction, not a federal. There's also things that are known as UGMA or UTMA accounts, which are Uniform Gifts to Minors Act or Uniform Transfers to Minors Act. These are accounts just that like, hey, I want to have an account set up for my kid, but they're a minor. Okay, so you set it up. These are not education-specific accounts. These are just anything accounts. But the problem there is that usually at either 18 or 21, the money becomes theirs. And I should say, it's actually theirs as soon as it goes in, but it becomes under their control at 18 or 21. So there's actually a number of different ways to save. Malia and I have our own strong opinions about this. If you really want to know them, you can call in and ask or come in and talk to us. But long story short, there are many different ways to save for both education or just general expenses for your kids. And you should talk to your financial advisor about what's best for you.
Really good guidance, really good information this morning. Don't forget, if you missed part of this show or want to catch up on any of the previous shows, you can always get to KlossFinancial.com. Also, great opportunity there to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. That's at KlossFinancial.com. Telephone number 442- 4427. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. You also want to hold on to that telephone number because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Home Depot. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. Are contributions to a 529 plan tax deductible? Yes or no? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with that correct answer will win a $25 gift card to Home Depot. Don't forget as well, that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. First appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, it's always fun hanging out. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Stay warm, guys. Dr. Nicole Hemkes, Full Scope, comes your way next right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC. A registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.